What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. You looked around, it feels like it's Christmas here this morning. We got gifts galore from all sorts of different people.
From the galores.
All over the place. We got, I walk in and Bill had stuff on our seats and I put down some things as well. And the tables are just full of
Well, first thing I said to Jake, I was, don't we have any gifts today? And he goes, yeah.
Look at the table.
So that's from Joey. I got hats for you guys.
Thank you. This is 738 Ag.
Yes. In Bertrand.
Yeah, 738.
Yeah, we said it wrong all year.
I took the heat on that one. That was across the bow.
Hey, yeah. 738
Ag. I got it on.
It looks good.
Also, you get roll call. You take weird conversations that happen. All of a sudden, today I'm walking by, and it's always a little bit of a scurrying for us to get aligned in the last few minutes for the show to start.
Yes.
And I'm walking out, and Sipple looks at me and goes, "Hey, Bill, Roberta Flack. Wow."
I heard him say it.
And I'm like, and I went back. I go, I agree, but I go, I didn't expect that. He looked at me and goes, "Roberta Flack. Wow."
And where did that come from? I heard him say it.
I didn't see that one coming this morning.
It was random.
Right before Christmas.
Yeah, it was random.
Did you hear on the radio before you? Okay, all right. I hope so.
Yes.
That's good.
But he's not wrong.
No.
But I just didn't see a Roberta Flack conversation starting at that time.
No. I understand. It was right before the show, so it was an awkward moment.
It's not awkward. It's fine.
What's that song she sings? Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly.
Killing me softly. Yeah,
that song's not epic.
He knows music.
Is there any chance we can go with Song of the Day, Jake?
I've had that for Song of the Day before.
Can we do it again?
I have.
In the past,
No, you haven't.
Because
strange revelation.
She passed away, and I played that song the next day. Whenever that was, a couple years ago, last year.
I know it went a couple years ago. Cause you think I would miss that? Remember that song?
We'll have to see when she passed. I remember I did play that song to honor her.
I mean, for your sake, that she's passed.
She has passed. I remember that. She has passed.
But the rest of us hope she hasn't.
Right.
She has passed. Okay. I don't know when for sure.
Look at these. 738 ads.
Yeah. So that's the first.
Joey's
gift
okay
we have
if he calls
here.
It, but they're sweet hats. The mesh. Thank you, Joey.
Yeah. They're nice. Got a green one on. I don't have any hats this color. This is great.
Yeah, it looks good on.
Got a green hat.
That looks good on.
This is nice.
Yeah.
Bill's matches his glasses.
We also have other items that we were given.
What do we have?
Well, let's go here. The small thing, then the bag first. We got $15 to Hell Yeah, which is like an Asian barbecue food
truck restaurant.
Yeah. In Lincoln. 32nd and Superior also at 56 is an Old Cheney as well. So we'll thank you for
they
that.
They have a truck?
Yes. They have a truck down south. They have an actual restaurant in the gas station north.
I've seen that.
It's a food truck down south.
It's
very popular food truck in this city.
There's
this
a car lot
incredible.
Over. It's over by Shores, right?
Yes. And Superior, that's correct. You are absolutely right. Shores,
I was unaware. Like I told you, if I had to drive to Superior Street right now, I'd have no idea where it's
at. No, it's a main thoroughfare in the north.
It is a main one. Yes, I agree. I've been on it.
Good work.
I've been on it.
It's a main thoroughfare.
Good word.
In fact,
on
Superior, for stretches, you can go 90 miles an hour.
I have done that before.
I bet you have, because a lot of people do. Bill, up north, it is a...
Like the Audubon.
It's like the damn Audubon.
You're getting past going 90 on Superior.
There's a part of it over there.
Okay, I'm going.
There's no one driving 90 on the interstate yesterday, I'll tell you that.
No.
How was that for you?
Oh,
it was pure torture and lucky to be alive.
What did he say on his text?
I'm looking at it right now.
This wind is hell.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, I felt terrible for you. I underplayed it.
The text was, this wind is hell. No, and you said you were right about it.
It had to be 50, 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, it was.
It was insane what it was like. The best part was, I'm like, hey, Jake, I better book out of here. I said, this wind's going to hit and stuff. And Jake goes, can you say one more segment?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, he did. He kind of looked at me and goes, can you say more? And then, so as I'm driving, as my truck is driving on two wheels down the interstate, I'm thinking if Jake made me stick around to talk about the potato bowl.
Jake, now, this is praise for Jake. He's very cognizant of, I used to say, that's a pretty good show. And he goes, got one more segment.
Yeah. One more segment. We're not done.
It's not
over.
Hour show.
It is true. You can buffoonery a show late.
Yeah,
in all sense, like, boo.
You guys are hard drivers. I tell that to people all the time. Both of you, don't miss a show. Yeah. I say, can't you take a show off? No.
Roberta Flack passed away this February this year.
So there's no way you played that song after she passed.
Bill,
there's no
Bill addressed. Yeah,
I'm gonna go back in time.
There's no chance
Rudy
played that.
I'm going to tell Rudy to go back to February and try to find
statement?
That.
I don't
know. No, that, you just lied to the breakers.
I don't think I lied.
Right before Christmas.
I don't think I lied. I'm going to look back at February and see if I played Roberta Flack, Killing Me Soft. I think I did.
I don't remember it.
I don't miss death very often. And that's their biggest song.
That would have been a 10 for me.
It's possible you did.
I think I did.
Would we forget it?
That was almost a year ago. So we go through a lot of things on a daily basis.
We do.
That we forget about, even the next day sometimes.
I mean, this is kind of like the Wendy's thing right now. You know that, right?
I know it is. You're right.
Well, if I have to say, like, what was the song of the day, like, last Thursday, I have no idea.
I know. That's the issue. But I think we'd remember Roberta Flack.
God, you wouldn't know last softly. Week, but you know from February.
Just the randomness of, hey, Bill, Roberta Flack. Wow. I agree. I just didn't. I don't know where to go
wasn't
with that.
Prepared for that
I wasn't
conversation
to
today.
I don't know where that.
It was right before the show, so it didn't make any sense.
You have another bag in front of you guys today.
Can we open them?
I wish you would.
Okay, I'm gonna get my glasses on.
There's a note on it. There's a tag. Mine says Jake, Merry Christmas.
Can you say who it's from?
It's from Jennifer and Hubby.
No way.
Who of course
the household?
Who Hubby never goes above Jennifer in the score department.
I think it's just out of respect.
I think it is.
Or is it because of age?
I think it's respect more than age.
How about the tissue paper? When you have someone that does tissue paper, that's incredible.
That's effort right there is what it is.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Look at these. These are the ultimate.
More candles?
These are the ultimate, the hazelnut. They've got crushed hazelnut chocolates.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right.
Ferrero Rocher, yes.
Is that what that is, Jake?
Ferrero
Rocher. I didn't know that. Is it? What kind of candle do we have here?
I haven't looked at it.
Jennifer. It looks very Christmassy. Christmas at home.
Ferrero Rocher.
Should have known that.
You got it. Exactly. Yeah. Ferrero Rocher.
JJ's can't. Oh, wow.
Got some candles here.
Okay, now, this is her Jennifer. Company is what?
This is JJ's Candle Market.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. These are gifts for ideas for people.
This one's called Oh Christmas Tree.
Nice.
If you want to reach out for candles, JJ's Candle Market at gmail.com.
Say it again, Jake.
JJ's Candle Market at gmail.com.
Is there a phone number?
I don't see a number. I think he's got to email her.
I'm just telling you that. Yeah, Oh Christmas Tree. I'm telling you right now, this is the gifts that, if you're giving
what
gifts,
a gift.
Especially the simple.
Yeah.
So last night, guess what we did?
What did you do?
Hand to God.
Hand to God.
Me and Laura, we were all over the place yesterday. And I go, how about if we celebrate this because we have done our time of waiting? So we fired up Fruit Loops last night.
Yeah.
The Fruit Loops
how
candle.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah. And Laura's like, can you smell it? Smell the Fruit Loops? Fruit Loops were in the house last night.
It's good.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Jennifer, the Fruit Loops are really good.
Really
good. It does smell incredible.
I haven't smelled Oh Christmas. Hey, you know what? Here's the difference, too, guys. This is where everything changes. When you have a wooden lid, wood.
Right.
That's where everything is.
She's doing great.
Oh, Christmas tree's incredible. It's like being in the evergreens.
That's a good. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That'll change your day.
That's a beautiful. That's a nice candle. Oh, God. That is beautiful.
That is the. Guys, this is what you want for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
All ages.
That's nice. That's nice.
See, that's what that can be in your house.
Yeah. And this is also all ages.
It is.
I mean, if you're not. Gigi would love this. She absolutely would. Your high school kids would love a candle.
AJ, one more time.
Yeah. Hang on.
Can we do that one more time?
Yeah, it's
super important.
Here's the email. I don't have a number, but jjscandlemarket@gmail.com. If you want,
it's a great gift.
Jennifer and Hubby's candles.
It's a great gift.
Chris is awesome.
Yeah. Thank you a ton.
Made in Lincoln, Nebraska, right there. Yeah.
Thank you a ton, Jennifer.
Yes, and Hubby.
And Hubby, yes.
Very loyal listeners, and very kind people.
They are.
I also had another situation that got interesting yesterday.
What happened?
Well, I stopped by. A great convention I stopped by.
Yeah, what were you doing yesterday?
I was out in Kearney at a convention, and there were two things. I had to stop by and see some friends at Northwestern Energy also, which was incredible, and talk to Luke from Belgrade. But
Belgrade?
Yeah, Belgrade.
Overseas?
Yeah, what's that? No, Belgrade, which would be just north of Fullerton, okay. So not that far from Columbus.
There's the Belgrade overseas.
Yeah,
so
okay. Basically straight west of Columbus. And we
overseas?
Can go. No.
All right. So were you speaking or were you watching this
convention? No, I just had a lot of things going on yesterday. But so I go to this convention, I'm walking around and they have all these booths and I'm just kind of walking around looking for candy like you do.
As you would.
Yes, and they all have candy and it's really good. So you kind of act interested like, oh, what is that? Is that a, oh, wow, that's a caterpillar.
Take
moves
a
dirt.
I thought,
I'll be damned. I'll have a Hershey's Kiss and I'll move on to Westgate Bank and see what they have. So it's fun.
You used it really well there. Yeah. Damn.
That was good.
But all of a
proper
sudden,
usage.
All of a sudden there's like all this like commotion and stuff in the corner and everyone's gathered around one booth and I'm like, what's kind of, I kind of see what's going on. I'm kind of peeking around. Guess what it was? Applied Connect.
Really?
Yeah. I go, what's really going on? They go, it's quiet. It's Will. Will was speaking. There was a commotion.
It was like Yoko Ono.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you yell?
What's that?
Did you yell, I've been hacked!
I've been hacked!
You didn't yell that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's the perfect time for it.
Because first I thought, I go, is there like a hypnotist or a magician? And no, it's Will. He's up there. He's talking about cybersecurity. And there was like 100 people around the booth.
He was just holding court?
Holding court, just talking about what he just talked about what cybersecurity meant to him. Yes.
That would be riveting.
Yeah.
So hey,
you couldn't get away.
Couldn't get away. It was people were gathered around.
What does cybersecurity mean to you?
Well,
let me tell you about that.
Well, Bill Bush, 937 The Ticket. What does cybersecurity mean to you?
Hey.
They're running the state right now.
So you went to a convention?
Yes.
You didn't speak?
What's that? No speaking. No
wow,
speaking.
Wow, you just went to a convention.
Yeah, just went. I just want to check things
out.
It's
almost even cooler.
I know.
Yeah, talk to some people.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
So whip down the interstate. Did you have any any near issues with
the only
wind?
Near things that kept happening was you had semis about blow into you because they would just change lanes. Not their fault. Nothing they could do about it. My best part was I'm driving. I see this guy driving. He's pulling a huge camper. And I'm just like, dude, pull off. Wow. That thing's going to go. Wow. And then just a few minutes later, someone sends me a text from a camper blown over just past Kearney.
Oh man, that stinks though for that dude.
And that wind was howling.
It was terrible.
I've never had seen anything like it.
Yeah, it was uncomfortable.
It was scary. Yeah. A little scary.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. At one point I was in my driveway and I just let out of an expletive.
What'd you say?
I said it
in the snow the last year?
Yeah, no, it wasn't that.
When
one,
I was stuck in the snowbank.
Like, no, it wasn't a bad one. It wasn't one of the bad ones. It was just like, God. You know, it's like,
that's not an expletive.
No, it wasn't God. It was something else. God. But anyway, it was a rough.
Text him what you think the word was, Breakers.
Hey, the wind subsided at about 5.
It went down.
Yeah.
So when
by 5 o'clock, it was pretty
when warm. I got done with some things, I didn't leave Kearney for a while.
You just waited?
Well, I waited out a little
bit.
I go,
it's a good idea.
Talk about a great city.
We love Kearney in this room.
So where were you? Where did you bide your time in Kearney? I am interested in this.
I went to Walmart and bought some headphones. Went to Walmart and bought some headphones.
Supporting the local economy like that. That's
good. Your walk?
And then I had I wanted to get some fitness steps in. Yeah. So I went to a different convention center and I just walked around the convention center and made some phone calls. Yes.
Did people know? Did anybody stop you?
There was no one stopping. No, there was no one stopping.
Is that Bill Bush making phone calls, walking
Bill,
around?
I think that's Bill
Bush. Will was like, the last person I thought I'd see walking
here would be you.
What are you doing here?
You say, why not?
So that was Will in the photo.
Yeah, like Will and Kyle, I believe, I think Will still was in that picture. Will and Kyle.
Did he have a light quarter zip on, like a the color of these shoes?
Yes. Quarter zip for sure for Will.
Okay.
Yeah, Will's very fit. Yeah, he's too fit. High level of fitness.
He needs to maintain fitness. Yeah. I mean, if you're looking for security, you're looking for somebody.
Physical security. They'll bring bouncers down.
Hey, by the way, worlds collide tonight when Cashton goes to Lincoln East to face Gigi. And,
oh, wow.
Whoa.
Yes, worlds collide.
What time is this?
5:30 p.m.
Well, that'll be real.
Yeah, it gets real.
You're going to be there?
I'm thinking, yes.
Oh, why would you not be there? Walk me through this.
General fatigue.
You're not working. You're just sitting there for that. It's not even work to go.
Yeah, I am probably going to Cashton. Southeast versus East JV. It's on at 5:30 tonight. It's Southeast.
And then right when I arrived home, I had to take Sugar for a quick walk, and then had to go to Gigi had a ballet recital, a showcase.
A showcase.
So I went to a ballet recital last night also to get home to watch the last the last quarter and overtime of the NFL game and shut it down.
Score.
Which was an epic football game.
Yes.
Seahawks went at home 38-37 in overtime. They were down second half 30-14. Two touchdowns, 2 two-point conversions to tie it up. And then again, overtime, they win. You know, Rams score first, get a touchdown.
First ever walk-off two-point play.
It was
never happened before.
It was a crazy football game.
That's never happened.
Never happened, no.
I mean, it looked like it might be in blowout category. 30-14, Rams were just dominant. And then all of a sudden, a punt return touchdown by the Seahawks, get them back in the game, and then, epic football. That's two straight Thursdays we had a walk-off win. You know, the Falcons last week beat the Bucks, walk-off field goal to end the game, and then this is a two-point conversion overtime to win the game last night. Drama on Thursday.
All right, what was the two-point play? How'd they get it in?
It was just a kind of a little, I'm going to say the word check down, but tight end got left wide open. It was kind of a bust, basically. It was just wide open.
Rollout? Was it a rollout?
Nope, it was not. Straight drop back. Also,
how does a tight end get open in that situation?
I don't know.
2 yard line.
I don't know.
Or 3 yard line, yeah.
But if you want to watch something else, what did Nakua have? Like 200 yards?
Puka Nakua for the Rams.
The last three games, over 150 yards in three games. And I think he had 200 in this game. For you, Bill. He was
Puka Nakua.
How about this? Puka Nakua, 12 catches, 225 yards, two touchdowns for him last night in the loss at Seattle.
They ran just a clear dig. He hit him for like a 50-yard touchdown. But I'm kind of thinking, we should be aware of this guy. He's already got 11 catches, maybe for 200. Maybe we should be aware of this guy, and they didn't.
What's a clear dig route, please?
What's that? Tight end clear. It's kind of a square in route at about 15. You know, that tight end just clears out. We're coming in behind him on a. I just use the term clear dig.
On the season, Puka Nakua, 114 catches. That's tops in the league. For 1,600 yards, at second in the league. I think the Jackson Smith Najigba of the Seahawks who played last night.
Where'd he come from, Puka Nakua?
He was from BYU, like a third or fourth round pick. Wasn't a high pick.
Have a great story for you with him. So we're out recruiting Apu Aika, the nose guard, who ended up starting most of the time, of course, at least half the time, as a true freshman nose guard on the national championship team. So I'm recruiting him, and we're out in Salt Lake City, and I've got Coach O with me. So we're out there, and I said, hey, there's a receiver. I'd like to go watch basketball practice. So I took Coach O to go watch Puka. I said, there's a receiver out there I think is really good. Didn't have a lot going. He was going to BYU, but he didn't. It wasn't like he was all SEC offers and different stuff. But we went and watched him play basketball. It was super impressive.
How tall is he? A little or dude?
No, 6'2". He's 6'2". 6'2". Strong.
6'2". So he's a decent 6'2", size.
215.
Oh, so he's a bigger dude.
Yeah, bigger dude. But anyway, it was fun watching him. He was very talented.
Puka Nakua.
Nakua. Puka Nakua is his name. Seahawks win the game. And Stafford, by the way, last night was still 29-49, 457 yards, three touchdowns, no picks in the loss.
They hardly even attempt to run the ball.
It's a great game.
They had 39 attempts rushing last night.
It wasn't on it. It wasn't on it.
Was that many?
Yeah, 39.
It seemed like they were just... This every time I'm watching the game, like they're throwing it.
What about the volleyball match?
Two matches. A&M stomps Pitt in the first one. They swept him 3-0.
A&M sweeps Pitt.
Yes.
No, I think that's number one seed Pitt.
The one left. You mean? Yeah. I mean, Nebraska was first overall.
Pitt was, I think, one in their.
Yeah, they were a one seed. Yes, they were a one seed. Correct.
Yeah.
A&M sweeps them, and then last night Kentucky. 3-2 over Wisconsin. So Kentucky.
Reverse sweep.
And A&M. The SEC.
Wait a second, what?
Reverse sweep.
Yeah, it was 2-0.
Wisconsin won the first two.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Kentucky came back.
And the third one was a battle royale that Kentucky ended up winning.
Good knowledge.
So it's going to be an SEC champion. Kentucky versus Texas A&M in the finals.
All SEC. Hey. How about that?
The Big Ten has been dominant for a long time. SEC title. Mm-hmm.
That's where it's at, baby.
Guaranteed.
There has to be some, just a little bit of relief.
That's a wild.
That is a wild.
Is there relief from Husker fans? Because could the Husker fans have taken Wisconsin winning at all?
No. Or even seeing A&M lose.
Yeah, I think that would have been tough to see A&M lose. Like, really? Yeah. We lost?
Yeah. But Wisconsin, if Wisconsin won it all after Nebraska swept him twice, but the what I took from that, also from A&M, especially even Wisconsin, was that teams change. Wisconsin's not the same team that Nebraska swept twice. Nope. They're not the same team. They're a different team.
Teams evolve. They 100% do. By the way, that was a reverse sweep by Kentucky. I was at the Cheesecake Factory. The games were
time
on.
Out.
Hold on. Just hold on. I think that Wisconsin was leading like the first set like 18-7.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. SpringHill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Yeah, Wisconsin won the first set.
Yeah. So, but they were dominating the match. I thought, okay, Wisconsin's going to the championship match.
Kentucky.
Reverse.
Sweep.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cheesecake Factory last night was fine. In Omaha. It was fine. I liked it. In fact, I really liked it.
Did you have cheesecake?
No, the food's not great, but the atmosphere is really good.
So, cheesecake, do better on your food.
Wait, it is called the Cheesecake Factory. I don't think they're known for their food.
Oh, really?
I mean, people eat there, but they go there for dessert.
A lot of menu items is what they're known for.
Yeah.
It was good.
Did you have a cheesecake, though?
No.
No, that bothers me.
I didn't have dessert.
Why not?
I didn't have dessert. How much sugar do I eat here?
Not enough.
I need to cap the day with it, too?
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I didn't know.
At the place that's called the Cheesecake Factory, I think you might entertain
think
having cheesecake.
That. There's probably...
It's at the Westroads, and it's really good. It's really... I mean, not food, but the atmosphere was tremendous.
So if you go there to eat, you won't enjoy that at all. The food's not any good. You'll enjoy...
Just look around and enjoy the atmosphere.
Just sit around and enjoy a leather booth. If the food's terrible and cheesecake, no idea. Didn't even consider it.
Well, I looked at it. Yeah. No, the atmosphere's beautiful.
If I was getting a cheesecake, there are probably, 40 kinds?
Yeah.
I'd just get one.
What?
I'll just take the cheesecake.
Just...
Just
regular white.
I don't need some sort of swirl or anything. No
peach.
No, I don't need any. Just I'll just take
that's hot peach.
I'll just take this New York cheesecake right here. Graham cracker crust would be perfect.
Simple and delicious.
They had fried macaroni, and that was ridiculously good.
That was now good. That sounds really good.
Fried macaroni. Oh God, lethal. I had salmon. Just no
salmon at the Cheesecake Factory.
That just tells you everything right there.
The fact you didn't
I'm gonna
like
go
it
to the
tells,
Cheesecake yeah. Factory and probably, well, I don't know, it's a nice
and broccoli.
Get a nice piece of salmon.
And broccoli.
You might I love the fact you yeah. go with like a healthy meal and I see you just hit pounds of sugar every morning. and you eat it like a coyote too. I mean you ravish your food.
That is why I didn't eat sugar last night.
I'm gonna guess you're the first person to ever get salmon at the Cheesecake
no,
Factory. It's on the
it's
menu
on the
like
menu.
It's a joke. It's, yeah. You got the joke.
Nice
hey,
back.
This guy actually got salmon.
They ring a bell. Ding, 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 ding.
He actually got the salmon.
Guys, I don't know. Hey, run next door and see if you can find some salmon.
That's what it tasted like, by the way. Like they ran next door.
I think they probably did. Well, it's a joke item.
Come on. Don't say that. I mean, I'm not helping.
It'd be like going to a barbecue place together. Do you have a chopped salad? No.
They have chopped
salad. Watch my figure today. You got a salad here, please.
Anywho, that's the first time I've ever been there. I've never been to the Cheesecake.
You'll return again or not?
Yes, okay. 100%. Yeah, by the end of the year, maybe.
But that's in, you know,
yeah,
11 days.
11 days. I'll say the wager on that right now is million
to
one.
Yeah, I'm going to say low chance here.
Well, how about within the next year?
That's okay. That's fine. Well, I can see that.
We'll
happening.
Give you that. We'll give you two.
Within the next
11 days or 365 days. I'll go in that range.
All right, Roberta. Yeah? We're going to watch this, by the way, Roberta.
Watch what?
If you played
somebody, Jesse Milford says he remembers it vividly on the text line.
Vividly.
Jesse, where's he at? Jesse
vividly.
Says,
why do you remember that vividly?
He says, I 100% remember Jake playing Killing Me Softly to honor Roberta Flack.
God, okay. If you did, you did. And it's
I
like
had to give
Wendy's.
It. I know I gave it a 10. We'll, not, yeah, not
I'm
just
sure
RIP,
you did give it 10.
But not RIP 10.
We'll be even on Wendy on the Wendy's thing if you.
Okay, well, I'll try to confirm that.
Rattled me.
Go back to the date. Yeah. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. They don't guess. They game plan using soil tests, yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more at 738ag.com.
Stop out and see Joey for Christmas gifts also.
I was going to say, someone wants the hat that you have. Someone says they like the red hat. They want to buy the red hat.
There's
is
no
that
buying.
Red or orange?
Joey will do it for $2.
Jake, is that
each
red
hat
red?
Will be $2. It's kind of an orangish color.
Red.
I love it. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. I could pick mine from the three, and I picked this one because I liked it better.
Well, that's fine. Yes, you brought the hat.
I like this one, so we're good.
Yeah. So if you guys can get to Joey, get a hold of him right away for Christmas gifts, because also, and he'll give you 25% off if you mention the ticket. He will. He'll get an unbelievable deal on that. Let me get this real
Your hat's
quick.
Interesting.
Here.
It's interesting, isn't it? Yeah. I don't have any colors like hats this color.
I know.
No,
it stands out.
It's green.
I thought of that.
It's green.
It stands out.
Jake's hat is green for the radio listeners.
Yes, your hat is blue, and Bill's hat is a orangish red hue.
Okay, number 19. Give him a call, Joey, for all your Christmas needs. And again, that'll be 20% off if you mention the ticket. And that's 308-991-3037. I'll repeat it one more time for Christmas gifts with Joey. 308-991-3037.
Good job. 738 Ag.
Mm-hmm. You got it. In Bertrand.
Bertrand.
I was there last week.
Somebody saw the hat and already wants to buy it, so it's working already. Thank you.
They're very...
Well, they sell themselves. Look at them.
They do.
They're beautiful.
Spoken like a true salesman.
What else do we do on Fridays after Idle Chit Chat?
The call!
Roll call,
roll
Texas,
call.
Right now. Your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what fourth item today from the Breakers?
Your favorite Christmas song.
Good.
Oh,
your
God.
Favorite Christmas song.
Oh, let me
Hark
think.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
Well
Peace
done.
On earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled.
Nice job.
Look at Bill.
Nice work. God,
off
that
the
was
top,
beautiful.
Off the top.
That was beautiful.
What is your favorite? Throw them out there.
Hi, Jake.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Oh Holy Night.
Okay. Great one.
Love Oh Holy Night.
Great.
Let me think
any
about
version
it.
Of
I'll
really, any
in
version.
I'll roll
of
call when I think about it. There's a lot I like.
I like Hark the Herald because it has energy. So I always like that. And also I like Go tell it on the mountain.
That's a Christmas song.
Over it the hill and
that a Christmas song?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Christmas that's song. Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll join in the roll call later. Let me think about
think
it.
Think of a song for
yeah.
you.
Yeah, think of a song.
Is it Feliz Navidad for you, possibly?
Could be Feliz Navidad for you.
Jose Feliciano. Is that your guy for Christmas?
I'm just startled by how good that sounded. The herald angels.
Well, Bill's got talent over
belted
there.
Belted that.
I was confident, too.
Hoping to belt it, yeah. It's coming up.
That was beautiful.
Time to belt.
Yeah. the texts are flying in here.
You belched, too, before the show. It freaked me out.
I've never belted.
He doesn't burp very often.
I probably burp like twice, every 5 years.
In general?
In general. And you guys, I've never burped ever in 2.5 years with you guys, have I? Not one time.
I've never heard it before.
It was right after Roberta Flack. I was burp.
Justin Hickman says, age 37, oh, come all ye faithful.
Oh, okay. A good one, yes.
Sean and Eagle, age 61, Silent Night, always a good option. Yeah, Travis and Stephanie in Panama City Beach, they say, Merry Christmas to the Stool and the Breakers, White Christmas, our favorite song.
Bing!
Okay, that's a good one.
Anytime you go, bing.
That's a good
Yeah.
Ryan in Bellevue, age 40, oh, holy night. Chet in Nebraska City, age 33, Silent Night. Robert in Oklahoma, age 49, Joy to the World.
That's a Christmas
energy.
Song.
Yeah, not the
energy.
Three Dog Night one. No, the actual Christmas version here.
Remember Bing and David Bowie too. Oh, that was an incredible duet.
Now we have a situation here because Rosebud and Elmwood gives me. I've never heard this song before.
What's that?
Says morning, Jolly the Snowman. Do you mean Frosty the Snowman?
I don't know.
I've never heard of Jolly the Snowman ever.
I don't think there's such a thing.
There might be a
Rosebud.
Rosebud?
Is this some sort of strange version
Rosebud's
I don't know
having
about?
Having a Bloody Mary this morning.
Apparently so.
Cheer.
Got started early.
Eggnog in the morning over there. Les and Lincoln, age 73, Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, that's a great
good one.
Tater is hauling down I-80 right now. Gotta be Silver Bells, he says.
Okay. Silver Bells.
Oh, Silver Bells is a great one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Ben at the Copper Y doing fitness. Let's see. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Oh, I like that.
It's always a fun one.
Yeah.
Gary
There's a horn section on that.
Gary, there is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gary in Kentucky, 47 years old, Silent Night. Joe in Boulder, age 65. Our friend's given a lot of gifts over the years. Thank you, Joe.
Yes, he says,
Feliz Navidad.
Yep. Great one.
Let's see. Some Boston Sports, also age 65, on a chilly fitness walk in GI. Christmas Shoes, my favorite
Ooh,
song.
Ooh, never heard that one.
Mille Mikiaka is the thing.
Oh, is that what that is?
No, that's not Christmas
on a bride,
Shoes.
Hawaiian Christmas Day. No, it's just, I'm just,
it's a
no,
different
I'm,
song.
No, it's a different
it's
song.
A good
yeah.
One,
yeah, it's just
Christmas
different
Shoes
song.
Is a very oh. sad song.
Yeah, Christmas
Shoes. Oh, okay.
Trying to buy shoes Hawaiians. Before his mother passes. That's the gist of the song.
God, you know a lot.
Thank you.
Including how to pronounce
not,
that.
Candy. My Hawaiian song sounded a lot more fun.
It did.
It was.
Yeah.
We got Grant in Kansas City, Oh Holy Night, favorite song. Jamie driving from Des Moines. Okay, hang on. Jamie, 55, driving from Des Moines to Oregon over the next 4 days with my two dogs, Husker and Rooster.
Rooster.
Silent Night, the song for Jamie.
I think it's a lot of good Christmas
songs. Jamie whipping from
Des Moines. It's a long drive.
That'd be
Des Moines
fun,
to
though.
Oregon?
I would love that. Maybe he's heading out to the game.
Four days.
Watch James Madison.
Could be, but is that tomorrow's that tonight, that game?
Yeah, you're not making
tomorrow.
It.
you better just
you better
hammer
hustle.
Down. Yeah.
Get going, Jamie. Blake, age 35 in Aruba. Right now,
Aruba.
Listening. He says, "Baby, it's cold outside." His favorite Christmas song.
God, he's in Aruba.
How about I'm having a blue
oh, Elvis
blue
over
Christmas.
There. Elvis is in the building.
The king.
That was beautiful.
Kent says, "Little drummer boy." He put little bummer boy. No, it's little drummer boy.
Little drummer
What's
boy.
All these fake songs you're giving us now?
Little drummer boy.
Bummer boy.
We got Jolly the Snowman.
Guy down on his down and
Jolly
out.
The Snowman.
Jolly the
Snowman. It's very
song.
Happy.
Oh,
forgot how the song went.
Tricks would kill me for this one. I like it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It's a good song.
I know, but I would go through the house always singing all through the year.
I can see it too. I can see it.
Drove people crazy.
Part. Okay, Will and Fullerton at Apply Connect. Green Sleeves. You don't hear Green Sleeves very often.
I don't know that song.
I don't even. Will, I don't even know what song that is. God, it was good seeing you yesterday,
Will. I think
Will.
Green Sleeves is like Oh Christmas Tree, I believe.
Really?
I think it is. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think
is that Oh Tannenbaum?
Yes, I think that's in the same category. Nick in Omaha says, All Alone on Christmas by Darlene Love. Never heard that.
Never heard of that. Heard sounds of very it. Depressing. Like yeah. someone just sitting by an empty tree drinking scotch. Sounds like
Jiminy.
Paul in Kansas. Oh, come on. Emmanuel. Good song.
Bill, okay. Can you help us with that one?
Can't whip that one off.
Okay.
We got Celebrate Me Home from Kenny Loggins at East Lincoln West.
Is that okay?
Celebrate Me
Home. That's a Christmas song?
Yeah. I didn't know
Kenny Loggins.
I didn't know that was Christmas, but I get it.
East Lincoln West. I mean, he's an OG listener, right?
He is. Bearded Ben, Run Run Rudolph.
That's got good energy, too.
It does.
Bearded Ben, where are you?
Run Run Rudolph.
That's your favorite Christmas song, I thought.
Run Run Rudolph.
That's Chuck Berry, right?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
That is yours.
That's yeah. really good.
Good
that's
job.
Your, that's Jay. Yours.
Good job.
Memory from the past.
Yep. That's a great one.
Rick and Susie in Center. The McGonagalls.
Yeah. McManicles.
My bad. McManigle. Close.
McGonagall.
That was close. That was barely McManigle.
The guy's selling dogs.
I'm sorry,
He's
Rick.
He's selling famous bulldogs to...
Husterland Bulldogs.
Yes. I mean, to everyone. John. He has some available. Call today if you want a bulldog for your kid.
They say the song Bill the Saint, Blue Christmas by Elvis.
Oh, God, and that thing starts out. You know who else? Me and Kathy Woody used to play that all the time at the football. I go, it's true... Hand to God, me and Kathy Woody would play.
I believe you.
This is in the 90s.
What were you playing? What song was it?
Blue Christmas. Blue Elvis. Christmas. By Elvis.
Yeah.
In the coach's office.
Yeah. We'd play it all the time. I'd walk by and Kathy. Blue, blue.
I'm a heaven of blue. Blue, 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 blue. Chad and Kyle, Texas, Silent Night. God Doug in Idaho, you. Silent Night. There's no... Doug in Idaho says Silent Night was written by a family member way back in the day. It was like in the 1800s that was written.
Family member.
How
sounds like something we would say on the stool. Yes, my great-grandpa wrote that song.
My great-great-great-great-grandpa wrote that.
The same guy.
Now, it's possible, so we better...
I'm not trying to
leave open the possibility.
But did his grandpa also like invent jalapeno poppers, too, or what?
Or paper. Bill Buckner fan, Little Drummer Boy. Gavin and Pender says, Oh Holy Night.
Yeah.
Lou, our oldest listener at age 80, says, White Christmas, Better Times.
Hey, you think
is anybody else, anybody older than 80 that's listening and can text us? Because Lou always is the oldest that texts in from Orlando.
My dad doesn't text in. He's 90.
That's true.
He also doesn't listen until about 9.
Yeah, I'm talking about live PM? Listeners right now.
No, AM, but he's just, they click around after they get a little coffee and maybe a waffle.
Jeff McCook, Little Drummer Boy. Big Bird is working out the Columbus YMCA Silent Night. Dave in Fullerton says, Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Okay. Humorous.
Fun. Yes.
Jane in Wahoo. Josh in Chico, California, White Christmas. The one that Bill was singing, Jeff in Raymond says, Melikalikimaka
is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
Is that big
That's
in Hawaii?
That's the island spirit. What's that?
That's big in Hawaii.
That's their song. Casey and Stewart says, fitness and Bill with the pipes over there, by the way.
That was unbelievable.
He says, all I want for Christmas is a hippopotamus, that song. I want a hippopotamus.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, that one's a weird. It's no offense, Casey. It's a weird song.
I think he's already offended him once you said his song was
too
weird.
Late.
Yep.
Leroy, Oh Come All Ye Faith. We got like a thousand texts
coming
one.
In. And there's a lot of different ones. Including
Patrinka chimes in. She says Santa Baby is her favorite song.
That's a good one.
I can hear
that. Yeah, I can hear that. Can you see Patrinka?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can.
Santa Baby. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Easy.
Kurt and Beatrice says Jingle Bells.
Patrinka dressed up in an outfit.
Pete in Brigham City, Utah. You been there before, Bill? Brigham City?
Darn right I have been.
Darn tootin'.
How close is that to?
Brigham City is more close to Logan.
Logan, okay. Yeah. So Utah State. Yeah.
Yes.
We have a listener there.
That'd be Pete, yes.
Does Pete know that the head coach from the University of Utah will be calling in today?
At 8:45.
Oh, that's happening today.
8:45.
We don't have like just a pundit.
No.
We have
the
head coach, first ballot Hall of Famer. Yes.
This is happening today.
Yes.
McSafety chimes in from Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
He was from the casino. From the casino.
He's at a bender.
He says it's 1 degree right now. He's heading to drill holes in the ice in Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
No, you're not.
You have the buffet
tonight.
First of
all, you have a buffet. You're having a mimosa right now at the casino. And also, they drill the holes for you. You're not out there. McSafety's not out there on the ice drilling a hole.
McSafety. Why did you say that?
Stop.
Heading out to the ice to drill holes.
Doug says about the Silent Night, says, my great-grandma was a Moor who wrote the song, M-O-H-R. Okay, I'll look back in the history. I don't want to push back in this. You seem very intent on this. And, yeah.
You questioned
it. I mean, yeah. I did. Okay, you two, before I move on. I can't forget you two people.
No, don't forget.
I didn't read everybody,
but
I don't
know. Do we have anybody? Did anybody have very many people text in?
I'd say we had about
1,000.
At least 500 people. I can't read them all.
Just start reading.
Well, I'm doing YouTube now. Bolt is on the base, Silent Night. Tyler and G.I.O. Night Divine. That's Oh Holy Night. Al and Fremont, O Come Emmanuel. Bada Bing says on YouTube,
Bada Bing.
Silent Night by the Temptations, that version.
Oh, I'd like to hear that.
That's good. Genghis in Hondo, Texas says the 12 Days of Christmas or Silent Night.
Nice.
Very traditional. Very traditional.
William in Grant says Silent Night. Thomas in the Philippines, age 72 with us, says
going.
He is here. I don't know he is here. I don't know that Christmas song. Randy in Thornton, Colorado, drummer boy. He says drummer
Thornton,
Joy.
Thornton, Colorado, where's that, Bill?
That
near Denver.
Yeah, I don't know.
Alan in Scotts Bluff says the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Is he from Mark and Argyle? We have not.
I haven't seen Mark and Argyle.
I wonder if Mark is boycotting us for some reason.
Mark and Argyle.
Yes.
Come on, ring those bells from Jake. Jim in Lebanon says Dominic the Christmas Donkey. I don't know that one either.
I think someone just made.
Probably so.
You're
making up songs now.
People are making up songs. They're laughing.
Come on,
Dominic the Christmas Donkey.
I don't know that one. I don't think it's real. That is the roll call, sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards.
Sarah!
You go see a spirit animal of Lincoln, that's Sarah.
EJ's.
High energy all the time, always happy.
Smiley.
Because she's in a very fun place.
Imagine every day having Christmas lights on. That's her life.
They had trees up November 1st in there. Christmas trees were up November 1st
in
Madsen's. Dead serious.
I believe you.
And she's added more every single week. Great food at EJ's Bar and Lounge. Again, darts, karaoke, bowling, billiards. Where else would you want to go tonight or this weekend?
Nowhere.
Besides Madsen's.
Sounds like a good spot.
I'm going to Philman's.
Tonight you are?
Rollman's?
Philman's, yeah.
You're ripping down the Highway 6?
Highway 6.
Well, the wind's died down now. It's a safer drive today.
And I don't think there's... I was whipping down Highway 6 yesterday. Yeah. I don't think there's any construction now.
Going with the Swigerts.
No
way. Warren Swigert and Nicole Swigert. Yes.
You guys are having a double date.
Double date, ooh. Yes. And
promising.
We're set up in the bar area so we can watch the game.
Oh, very nice.
The game.
Alabama,
Oklahoma. Big one tonight.
Yes.
Big one tonight. After Southeast at East JV.
That's
Square
important,
Hall.
Too, yes.
Well, but you might be at there.
I'll check on that.
Okay. What's that?
I said you might be at Southeast East.
I'm sure.
And remember,
I'll be
make sure, like I said, we know that the staff is listening. Make sure Cashin gets a lot of looks. Yeah, don't be having them out there just to box people out. Let's try to give them the ball. Have some set plays.
Get a play set for them.
Get them off a couple double screens, whatever it takes.
Thank you.
If we don't, we're gonna hear about it on air. So yeah. We will criticize you.
He needs to get at least 12 shots off.
Yes.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. This will be fun.
Yeah. Well,
what are you doing tonight, by the way?
I don't know. I'm going to Crofton for Christmas.
Well, that's right.
Tomorrow I'm helping
tell
move
what you're
cattle.
Doing.
I'm breaking up some silage tomorrow and moving cattle tomorrow.
Jake's going to be out there with a hat. We have gloves on, Jake?
I'll bring gloves.
That sounds a little bit like McSafety drilling holes.
Oh, well, come on. I'm not going to send a video.
I saw what Jake did to that barn.
Yeah, that was
thing was something.
Wow, that was a 12-hour project.
And this is where Jake kind of has to prove himself
Jake's
to Elizabeth.
Moving cattle in his quarter zip.
I'll be indifferent.
With the sleeves rolled up.
I'll be in a ratty hoodie tomorrow.
And he'll have Elizabeth there. Oh, Jake.
Just get you going.
I'll roll up these sleeves real quick for you.
What's this do for you?
Yeah. Roll up the sleeves
like this. Said yesterday.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Just do it for you.
Just this do it.
That do it for you.
Whoa.
Well.
Does this do it for you?
Before we get to break, if you are hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincolnville, where should people go this morning?
The Christmas Bird.
Also known as Early Bird at 19th.
It's very early Christmas Bird.
It's open right now to 2 p.m. every day with free and spacious parking.
Pancakes.
Got breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos, chicken fried steak, which is smothered. French toast, pancakes.
That was insane.
Waffles. Yeah. And the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today. Early Bird, 19th and K, open right
bird,
now
bird,
for
bird,
you.
Bird, bird, bird. Bird's the
PM.
Word.
When we come back. Are things falling apart at Iowa? Big story next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.